Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's no doubt Caleb played a large component into my decision. We're ripping this thing down to the studs, and we're going to build it up with him first and foremost, and then with the pieces around him next. I really look forward to challenging him and pushing him, as I said before, to continue to grow and develop. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoy beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Adam Amin on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We love having Adam Amin in studio here on the Midday Show. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi on 670 The Score. You know that was Ben Johnson. You know he's talking about his plan for the team. And before we shift gears entirely to football, I do want to go back to the aftermath with you of that Lakers game and being at the United Center for it. That was something where I think I was still in a collective sense of disbelief.
Yeah.
I was watching on the video board because I was standing in the tunnel, you know, where the players come out.
Right.
And I'm in the corner and everybody's standing in front of me, as they should, because I'm trying to not get in the way. So I can't see the court because everybody's in front of me. I just crouched down and started like shaking my hands together because I couldn't believe what happened. Not clapping, just shaking them at the same time. And we hugged. Everybody was hugging after the game. I hugged Stacey with my headset on and just took his head out while I'm hugging him.
Wow.
Sorry, Stacey. I'm really sorry about that. But it was one of those moments where you couldn't believe you were in the building for it.
It took the weekend to kind of realize like what had taken place. Like I've been lucky. I've been very fortunate. I've talked about this a little bit. Like I've seen good stuff. Like I've seen buzzer beaters, national championships, NFL playoffs, MLB playoffs. I've been very fortunate to see a lot of cool stuff. But that's one of those things that goes immediately into the vault. That's just going to be one of the things I remember probably for the rest of my life, or certainly my career. And I think anybody who was in the building will probably remember being in the building for that moment. But it took the weekend to like realize it, between phone calls, between podcasts, people in Australia, you know, DMing us to see if we'll like talk to them about it. We're on the Today Show in Australia, which was weird. Like they're playing our call on that on their national show.
So what time was that?
So there's Melbourne, I think, is 16 hours ahead of Chicago. I think that's right. So I was doing like a 6 p.m. Monday night interview for like a 10 a.m. show the next day.
Got it.
On Tuesday in Melbourne. So like just to see how culturally relevant that became for like a day or two, that was a cool moment. Like that stuff like that sticks out to you when you have to constantly go back over something because people want to know about it. Like that'll be one of those things that you'll remember being in that building. Marshall will remember where he was watching it. Yeah. I'll remember, you know, just sitting there and kind of the emotions that went along with it. I think Stacey blacked out. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he blacked out. That wasn't.
Anytime you mentioned Sanford and Son,
I think he just went straight to muscle memory of being like a child again and watching Sanford and Son. Like he just went right back to it.
He did mention Melbourne or Sydney.
Melbourne or Sydney. Well, I think that stems from. So he shouted out Sydney like after Josh Giddey made a shot like the week prior, and I was like, And Melbourne, because Josh is from Melbourne. And I think Stacey just forgot that he was from Melbourne, not Sydney, which happens to us all the time, like little, you know, once in a while. So I think he wanted to make sure he dropped Melbourne, which helped because then people in Melbourne were like, oh, we got one too. So it was just a hilarious moment. It was an awesome moment. That's one that we just won't forget. I mean, if you're lucky enough to see one of those things in your lifetime as a broadcaster, that's incredible. And to add it to a list of cool stuff is that's really amazing. It was awesome.
So going forward now, we're looking at a Bulls team that is in position to go back to the playoffs with a couple of wins. Meanwhile, all the hype this summer has been about, or not this summer, it seems like summer because it seems like almost the offseason. All the hype this offseason has been about the Bears and the possibilities that they're going to do more. And people are happy with some of the selections that have been made so far as acquisitions through trade, free agency. And then you got a guy that Ryan Poles actually drafted getting extended in Kyler Gordon. I'm just curious as to your thoughts on just how good this man has been to become the highest paid AAV slot receiver in the NFL.
Man, I like slot corner. I think you were talking about Kyler,
yes,
right? Yeah, I think the ability to navigate in this modern NFL where you're in nickel like 70% of the time, it feels like. So slot corner becomes that much more important to every defense. Premium position all of a sudden because of the production of slot receivers. It's also part of the reason you went out and got a guy like Olamide Zaccheaus for the offensive end to be your slot receiver because you need production out of that position. Mm-hmm. I think that slot corner position, the value of it is higher because of what NFL offenses are doing. That changed what? Maybe like you could say it was like the Patriots when they had Brady, like in the early years where they would have guys like Amendola and eventually Wes Welker kind of fill that role. And you saw how valuable it could be. And then the next evolution of the NFL offense came in. So Kyler's at a position where you have to be great. You have to be solidified in that spot. Obviously, the things that concern me about the Bears defense are the things that have concerned me prior is, are they going to stay healthy in the back end? Because if they're healthy in the back end, you know, Brisker and Gordon, I love these two guys. I've loved them since they got drafted. I think they were two really solid picks. They just need to be healthy long term. I think Jalen Johnson re-signing was a really good thing last year. I think that's a very important thing for this team to have a little bit of solidification at that position. Again, a premium position in this defense. I like what they've done offensively. I like that what they've done defensively. I like what they've done on the offensive line. And this is a homegrown defense that reminds me of Seattle 10 years ago when they won a Super Bowl. You're going to have to pay these guys eventually. So doing it in a way that you kind of get ahead of the curve before 1 or 2 years from now, because that position's value is only going to go higher, I think. So to do it now is probably a smart move. I like where Ryan's head is at for most of these moves. I think the intention that he's had to make these moves is the right intent. Hasn't always hit. I think, you know, drafting Velus Jones is going to be a blemish for the time being, right? Like, it's just, that's a miss. It happens. You draft five to eight guys every draft. You're going to miss on one. It's fine. But I think for the most part, it's been hits or projections ahead. They look like hits. I feel good about where the organization is at. I think what they've done offensively on the line to get Dahlman, to get Jonah Jackson, mm-hmm, to fill out these spots that have been problem spots for a while now. I think it's a good move. All the offseason moves have been good for like 2-3 years now, right? They're the offseason champions of the NFL. Now it's time to kind of see where it comes. The Johnson move is probably the most important. Ben Johnson coming in and seeing what he can do with this offense. I think back to Detroit the last few years and the versatility that they had, being able to flex guys around, finding guys in the draft, being able to slot them in at different spots in the receiving part. They block well from the receiver's position. I still think that's a weakness for this Bears team. I think they're going to, like, DJ Moore's going to have to be a legitimate, you know, run blocker at times.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, Max one offer per account.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
we get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're going to have to give your body up at times for Ben Johnson on the outside, but I do think there's rewards to that, and I think if these guys buy into that, then this is probably going to be a team that threatens Detroit for the division.
We're talking to Adam Amin, the Bulls and NFL play-by-play man. He does Fox Baseball as well. Kind of nice to join us, the Midday Show on The Score in studio with Marshall Harris and Leila Rahimi. And I also think, as an observer of the league the way you were, where you're seeing some of the upper-tier teams, in addition to getting a lot of Bears assignments, you're picking up on the trends. You're picking up on how coaches talk about the team in the meetings and the conference calls. What was that like, just seeing how the Bears end up getting Ben Johnson, knowing what the discussions are like with you, you know, when you cover a Detroit team that week, for example, or maybe a Minnesota team, comparing that to, say, the discussions you had with preparing for the Bears before?
I think Ben changed a little bit this past year, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I think the first, you know, I go back 2 years talking with him a few times during the season. It still felt like this was after he had rejected the coaching opportunities, right? Like Carolina was interested in him, Washington was interested in him, and he kind of was like, no, I want to stay here. And that's when you started to feel like a little bit of a shift in how he spoke about this stuff, because for the first time, I think he thought of himself legitimately as a candidate. It's like, oh, I actually could be. I've said this a lot. He seemed very happy and very content to be like one of the two or three best play callers in the NFL. And you could probably stick with Dan Campbell for a long time and make $70 million in your career and live a very easy, less stressful life, not having to be an NFL head coach. And I've seen all the memes where he already looks like he's aging, you know, rapidly. Like that NFL head coach and president of the United States. These are the two jobs that age you more rapidly than I think any other jobs in our
especially
lexicon.
In Chicago.
Especially in a big market. Like, it just happens. Sirianni looks older in Philly. We just came back from Philly. I was like, Sirianni looks older in Philly than he did like 3 years ago.
Sirianni has morphed into every dude in Philly.
Like, That's fair.
He is now Philly man.
We have Florida man. I think Philly man is actually a very easily distinguishable characteristic at this point.
Marshall's laughing.
I think
I know. He's seen it. The facial hair.
You've been outside. You've seen it.
Yeah.
I've heard Ben's kind of language change a little bit because I think he kind of started to view himself as a potential NFL head coach. I still think he would have been perfectly content being a great play caller and just living that life. But when you have the opportunity to take a job, especially with a legacy franchise, I think you have to take it because you only get so many opportunities. I feel like the way he thinks about this position is going to dictate how the success of this team goes. The guys who make the transition to being a CEO, I know you hear this a lot. We hear it a lot in college football too, but you have to be like the head of everything. You have to know what's happening with your special teams crew. You have to know what's happening with your linebacking group. You have to trust your linebacker coach so that you know whatever message you want to give, the trickle-down effect of that to the micro of what you guys actually do in your positions is what you want as a head coach. So a lot of that, I think, has taken up his time over the last several months of trying to figure out, how do I want to approach this? What am I going to look like? How are these guys going to perceive me? Like, Jonathan Gannon came into Arizona and had like kind of a weird press conference, and his first meeting in the team room wasn't very good, and people are laughing at him. Sirianni was very similar. He had a bad press conference when he started in Philadelphia. Guys are making fun of Dan Campbell when he's talking about biting kneecaps and all this stuff. Like, perception is important, but I also don't think it's completely indicative, and it certainly doesn't dictate everything that you're going to do or be as a head coach. And I have hopes for Ben as a smart guy, comes from a easy background with his family. They're all educators. He was a computer geek and science, you know, math whiz growing up. Like, I hope those sensibilities are still part of who he is as a head coach, because I think the lack of authenticity with some of these guys is what kills you. And it turns out Dan Campbell is who he is. Mm-hmm. Who he was in that press conference 5 years ago, that's who he is. And now we see that. Who is Ben Johnson going to be? What is the perception of him going to be? And how is that going to play out with the 100 guys that are in that locker room with him?
Quick question before we let you go, Adam. This is going now to baseball, which is another area of expertise for you because you've seen it all. How surprised will you be if the Cubs do re-sign Kyle Tucker?
I think that's a bet on yourself type of move by Kyle Tucker to see, like, hey, I still think I'm worthy of, you know, a major deal with the team of my choosing, essentially, because obviously this wasn't his choice necessarily to go to Chicago. It was a really good deal, and Houston may end up coming out of, again, kind of like we talked about with Luka, like, they didn't want to pay Kyle Tucker. They're hoping Cam Smith becomes, like, that guy that end up that could end up being the case. I think that's a huge bet on yourself play by Tucker, and he maybe made himself $100 million extra because of that. How likely is it? I don't think it's very likely based on track record and what the market is going to look like for somebody like Kyle Tucker, because this is still a sport that gives you this level of money and this level of security. And he's one of the, I don't know, 12 best hitters we have in baseball right now. And he's been very consistent for Houston other than when he was hurt. And when he was hurt last year, it was still like the best pace of his career despite the injuries. So, I mean, he's going to be worthy of like a Vladimir Guerrero type contract. Like Vladdy, what, 450, right, for Vlad? Like, he's going to be around that range. And I don't think the Cubs are willing to mortgage their future based on track record on one player.
We loved having Adam Amin join us in studio. Bulls play-by-play man. Also, as you heard, MLB on Fox, NFL on Fox. The man does it all. When's your next baseball gig as well? And when's your next DJ gig?
They might be the same day, actually. Woo! I'm going to try. This is my hope. I'm hoping the Bulls make the playoffs. I'm hoping Game 3 is in Chicago on a Friday night. I have a Cubs game the next day on the 26th on Saturday at 3 o'clock. We're doing it for Fox.
April. That's like,
April 26th,
yeah, next
coming
week.
Next Saturday. And then that night, I'm supposed to DJ at 115 Bourbon Street. And then if the Bulls are in the playoffs, maybe Sunday would be game 4. So that would be like my ultimate Chicago weekend. Bulls game, Cubs game, DJ, Bulls game. That would be the best, like, Chicago weekend for me.
Write that down, people.
Yeah, 115 Bourbon Street is a good time.
It's a good time. Stacy's been out there before. Yeah, Stacy's come out there to Marionette Park and had a good time, and the crew's great down there. They're great to work with, so we have a good time.
Yeah, I gotta get you out there, Marshall. It's a lot of fun.
You would legitimately, like, you might stand on the wall, but like, it would be a good time.
But there are many rooms.
We'll just have you come hang out up top.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, because the last time Adam and I actually were in a DJ space, it was with Julian Jumpin' Perez over at Rivers.
Rivers, yeah.
Oh, okay. So y'all be out here. That's all I'm hearing is y'all be out here. Okay, I got it.
It's great to have you in studio. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Adam.
Adam Amin, Bulls play-by-play man. You heard all his other talents. He was nice enough to join us on the Midday Show on The Score.